The Senate will please come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Atkinson, Bates, Bates, Bonamici, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dinkfelder, Dinkfelder, Farioli, Farioli, George, George, Girard, Hass, Hass, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
State won their basketball game yesterday.
Great. You follow sports?
I used to follow a lot more.
Yeah.
But I, you know, when things get close, like tournament time, no matter what the sport is, I follow much more closely. Yes. Centennial High School and Lewis and Clark College for both my BA and master's. Yeah, I love Palatine Hill Road.
Yeah, I live pretty close to both. I mean, she
does. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, just kind of go up around the curve up around there. And
yep.
Oiled, olive oiled. At least I don't harass the reading clerk. Although I could. We're just about ready to go here. Three more members to have our quorum. There's one, maybe two more members. Not on the floor. Senator Hass is on the floor. Senator John, here we go, we got 20. Quorum being present, we will post the colors. The Pledge of Allegiance will be delivered by Senator Atkinson. Our invocation today is from Minister Carol Joy Brenlinger of Portland State University.
Good morning. I'd like to start with a poem from Mary Oliver. Every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in a haystack of light. It is what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside the soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise from such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. Please pray with me. Creator God, bless us with the open exuberance of a child and a sense of delight as we go through our daily lives. Give us new eyes and renew our vision when our lenses have become smudged and unclear. Bringer of light, remind us that all life is sacred. Let us find joy in the simple things, in the daily presentations, the ordinary miracles of every day. A blue sky, a raindrop, a crocus bursting forth, a smile, a human being. Compassionate presence. We are people of different backgrounds, philosophies, and experiences. Each person brings his and her unique and valuable perspectives. Bless us with a curiosity that can never be satisfied as we recognize that each and every person has a story to tell, a wealth of knowledge that can open up new worlds and horizons for us. Give us the awareness to recognize that it is in being present to one another that we gain the richest wisdom. Grant us the eagerness to respect and build friendships with those who are different from us, and the hunger to grow in wisdom so we can live every day out of the intention of connection rather than separateness as we work for equality, peace, and justice. Teacher of wisdom, open our hearts and minds to the learning that presents itself to us in every moment. Help us to realize that wisdom grows in us as we pay attention to and accept the endless gifts that surround us. Awaken our minds with the knowledge to achieve a world in perfect harmony, and grant us with the wisdom to realize that we can have heaven on earth. God of all that is, may we be blessed with a curiosity that will never die and a hunger to love more fully and deeply. In gratitude for the abundance that surrounds us. Amen.
Our honorary pages today are Cody Trimble, a guest of Senator Courtney, Alexis Thompson, a guest of Senator Prozanski, and Jade James, a guest of myself. Thank you all for coming to the Capitol today and helping us with the business of the Senate. Courtesies of the Senate. Chair recognizes Senator Nelson.
So thank you, Mr. President. It's really my pleasure today to introduce my son, Cameron. The Senate President had his son here this week that's living in Montana. Well, Cameron started in Montana and now is matriculated to San Diego, California. He lives a little bit north of San Diego. And in between, he's danced on the Berlin Wall that was being torn down, climbed the Great Wall of China, and skied the Andes, and just lived a very good life until finally this year he got married. And, well, that's it. So this is my son, Cameron.
Cameron, welcome to the Oregon State Senate, and appreciate your coming today and being with your dad, and hope you enjoy what's turned out to be a great day here in Salem. Chair recognizes Senator Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to extend courtesies to PSU student Yeda Doe. She's a constituent of mine. She's also here with the group. Yeda is a 2006 graduate of Grant High School, where she was a member of the nationally ranked Constitution team. In 2008, she transferred to Portland State University from PCC and is now an officer of Association of African Students and an active member of the PSU community. She hopes to attend law school after receiving her political science degree, and welcome the rest of the PSU students as well.
Thank you, Senators. Chair recognizes Senator Prozanski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I just want to follow up with the courtesy that you already given to Alexis Thompson and let the body know. She's in middle school at Pleasant Hill. She's in the TAG program, has served on the yearbook committee, also is in what's known as the Brain Bowl Club. This is one of those, let's say, certified smart groups. And she also plays acoustic guitar and choir and loves to be in reading. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Again, Alexis, welcome to your state capitol, and thanks for coming today. Chair recognizes Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to extend courtesies to my constituent, Hannah Fisher, who is the student body president at Portland State. She's here today with the PSU alumni advocates to the state capitol. She's a 2006 graduate of Grant High School, and she was also appointed to the State Board of Higher Education in 2007. She plans on finishing her political science degree at Portland State and attending law school on the East Coast. Hannah is joining nearly 50 students, as you know, and alumni from Portland State University, as well as the campus minister, Carol Joy Brenlinger, who offered our invocation today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. And Hannah, welcome to the state capitol, and glad to have the student body president here. Someday maybe you'll be having Senator Burdick's desk when she's ready to give it up. Further courtesies. Remonstrances. Chair recognizes Senator Walker.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is Women's History Month, so I found a little tidbit in my newspaper that I think is most appropriate to talk about, because women actually are most important in society, and I don't take a minute not to tell you that. First of all, I want to talk to you about a biography that's just been released called The Woman Behind the New Deal. I bet you thought it was all FDR, didn't you? Well, it wasn't, folks. It was a woman. It was a woman, and her name was Frances Perkins. She was the first female cabinet member as Franklin Roosevelt's labor secretary, and there's a new biography out by Kirsten Downey, who brings to light this wonderful piece of history about Frances Perkins. And the article starts out by saying, "Reading the biography of FDR Labor Secretary Frances Perkins brings to mind the old saying about how Ginger Rogers had to do everything Fred Astaire did, except backward and in high heels. Colleagues, she had to endure all kinds of condescending remarks and bureaucrats, a husband who was in and out of mental institutions. I know she didn't drive him there. And also rough and tumble labor leaders of the time. But she notched a place in history because her accomplishments were incredible. She took a major role in shepherding through Social Security, unemployment insurance, child labor laws, and the minimum wage. How's that for a woman who knows how to multitask? So behind every great man, it was once said, there's a great woman. I say in front of every great man, you will always find a great woman. And hopefully someday we will work side by side together equally. But for now, you could take a chance to read this wonderful biography about a great woman in history.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further remonstrances? Chair recognizes Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today being Portland State Day in the Capitol, I'd just point out that Portland State is the only university in the state of Oregon that made the NCAA basketball tournament.
That is correct. The Vikings did last night. That's great. I got my green tie on. Are there further remonstrances? Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm speaking before the House has passed House Bill 285, 286, 287, 2052, 2201, 2509, Senate Bill 97, and the Speaker has informed me to tell you he has signed House Bills 5034, 5042, Senate Bills 55, 52, 14, and 581.
Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees, reports from special committees, propositions and motions, action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 964 relating to education service districts.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 147 relating to landscaping.
Passed to the calendar. Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats will go to the corner over there for choir practice for 5 minutes.
Okay, led by I don't know whom. Chair recognizes Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Republicans will repair to the water cooler to distribute earplugs.
Okay, so the Senate will be in recess for 5 minutes till, in this case, Eddie's. Oh, we're just at ease for 5 minutes. The Senate entered the recess, and we will resume under the third reading of Senate measures. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 163, related nursing assistance.
Chair recognizes Senator Mona Sanderson.
Mr. President, am I on? Yes. Okay. Senate Bill 163 actually provides a statutory basis for certified nursing aides, CNAs, to have a right to a contested case hearing. Federal regulations state that a CNA must be advised of their right to a hearing before a finding of abuse is placed against that person and their certification. So current statutes provide for a three-person administrative review, but it doesn't mention the right to a contested case. So that's why we had this bill. The bill also addresses the fact that federal regulations actually require the Department of Human Services to establish and maintain a registry of CNAs. The department has the discretion to determine where the registry is actually maintained, and right now it is maintained in the Board of Nursing. It is the department's obligation to ensure the registry meets federal regulatory requirements. This is basically a housekeeping bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator, do you wish to close? She does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 163. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Mona Sanderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Przonski. Przonski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Boquist. Carter. 28 ayes.
Senate Bill 163, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 203, relating construction contractors.
Chair recognizes Senator Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. Colleagues, Senate Bill 203 as amended comes to you from your Committee on Business and Transportation, where it passed out on a unanimous vote with a due pass recommendation. The bill streamlines and clarifies several Construction Contractors Board statutes, including several adopted in 2007 in response to recommendations by the Task Force on Construction Claims. The changes facilitate the agency's administration of its consumer protection laws and extend its enforcement authority. It increases from $1,000 to $2,000 the threshold at which a contractor is required to provide an information notice to owner. This corresponds to the threshold for written contracts adopted by the 2007 legislature. It makes contractors that are licensed without employees subject to sanction when they hire employees. It extends the period when a license may lapse and be renewed from 1 year to 2 years. A contractor cannot operate during that lapse time. It deletes the requirement that written contracts must contain a summary of notices, since the notices will be provided with or before the contract. Industry representatives testified in favor of the bill, and there was no testimony in opposition to the bill. It has minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact. I urge an aye vote.
Is there further discussion? If not, Senator, do you wish to close?
No.
She does not. The question now arises on third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 203. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mona Sanderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Boquist, Carter, 28 ayes.
Senate Bill 203, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 213, will the Attorney General's regulation on tobacco?
Chair recognizes Senator Mona Sanderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, Senate Bill 213 is another housekeeping bill that amends the Oregon Tobacco Master Settlement Complementary legislation primarily for the purpose of enforcement relating to the sale of tobacco products via the Internet. It will also allow the Department of Justice to proceed with civil penalties as a remedy for violations. If you remember, in 1999, the state of Oregon entered into the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. This agreement were claims against four large tobacco companies, including claims relating to past health and advertising claims made by those tobacco companies. As a result of the agreement, Oregon receives approximately $140 to $160 million per biennium. In exchange for these settlement payments, the agreement provides that each state must enact and enforce certain statutes, and we do have those statutes. During the 2003 legislative session, Oregon enacted additional statutes to enhance Oregon's ability to enforce the escrow statutes, and this is known as the complementary legislation. But among these things, these statutes provide the Department of Justice that they must create a directory of tobacco products that are compliant with both with our legislation. All of our legislation, our statute, and therefore may be sold. So what Senate Bill 213 does is to clarify and enhance Oregon's ability to enforce its legislation as it relates to the sale of tobacco products via the Internet. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Chair recognizes Senator Girard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a real quick question for the carrier.
Will the carrier yield to a question?
Yes.
She will.
Just reading over the statute, what constitutes a violation?
I do not have that information at my hand.
Ooh, okay. That's all I have.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Senator Mona Sanderson, do you wish to close?
No.
She does not. Question now arises on third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 213. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Devlin. Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Girard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzozinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader. Starr,
aye.
Telfer,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Walker,
aye.
Whitsett, Winters,
aye.
Atkinson,
aye.
Bates,
aye.
Bonamici,
aye.
Boquist, Burdick,
aye.
Carter,
aye.
President Courtney,
aye.
Excused, Boquist, voting no, Atkinson, Girard, Cruz, Nelson, Whitsett, 24 ayes.
Senate Bill 213, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 214, related to Attorney General's regulation of tobacco.
Chair recognizes Senator Prozonsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Bill 214 came from your Judiciary Committee on a 4-0 vote. What this will do is authorize the Attorney General to be able to compel distributors of tobacco products to furnish them with records. This is in conjunction with the Oregon's Tobacco Master Settlement complementary legislation, making certain that they have understanding as to what's coming in and going out as for tax purposes and any other investigations they may be handling. Does set up for contempt proceedings if a distributor of those type of tobacco products fails to provide them with the records that are requested. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senators. Is there further discussion? Before we take the vote, we're having technical difficulties beyond our control with the boards, so they may not show up correctly on the board. So just keep that in mind if you're keeping score. We'll now go to the roll call vote on Senate Bill 214.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Farioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morris. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Boquist. Voting no. Cruz. 28 ayes.
Senate Bill 214, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Senator Cruz, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, vote explanation.
Go ahead with your vote explanation.
Mr. President, I voted against the last two bills as a matter of protest over the fact that we stole the money from the tobacco settlement and did not spend it on health care and tobacco cessation as we were supposed to. So further regulating a pot of money that was stolen from its original intended purpose is wrong.
Thank you, Senator. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 374, related to Oregon Civic Safety Teachers and Coin Emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, in 2006, the nonprofit organization Classroom Law Project conducted a survey of high school students in Oregon about civics. And these were students from schools that represented all geographic areas and socioeconomic backgrounds. And here's one of their findings. Despite taking a course in U.S. government in their senior year, students' knowledge of structures and functions of government and current political issues is modest at best. High school seniors in the sample averaged 67%, which would be a D on a common grading scale. Nationally, we're no better. And I want to share this from an article that the senator from District 28, Senator Whitsett, shared with me by Lieutenant General Josiah Bunting. And this is about nationally the Intercollegiate Studies Institute of American Civil Literacy Program. And they gave a civics quiz to more than 2,500 Americans. The quote, the results were abysmal. 7 out of 10 Americans failed. Colleagues, Senate Bill 374 takes a step toward better knowledge of civics. The bill designates the first Friday in December as Oregon Civics Day for teachers. It urges school districts to encourage teachers to participate in civics-related professional development on that day. As you may know, there was a task force on civics and financial literacy that met over the last year, and they recommended staff development. And this is one of the things that this bill does. It does not force the hands of school districts. It's not an unfunded mandate because it's not mandatory. It doesn't change the number of professional development days. All it does is encourages teachers to participate on this day to learn about better civics and how to teach in the classroom. As we know, teacher content knowledge is connected with high-quality instruction. Civics training leads to better citizenship. This bill will not solve the problems that we have in encouraging, in having our Oregonians know more about civics, but it's a step in the right direction. I appreciate all of you who have co-sponsored this bill, and I encourage your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senators. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Bonamici, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
The question now arises on third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 374. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Farioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Starr.
Go on.
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, President Courtney, not answering, Starr, excuse, Boquist, 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 374, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 398, relating to Equines.
Chair recognizes Senator Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 398 passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee 4-0. It is currently against the law to abandon a domestic animal at a location without providing for the animal's continued care. Class B misdemeanor, 6 months in prison, $2,500 fine. Senate Bill 398 changes the current animal abandonment law to include equines, which is defined by the bill, includes horses, ponies, donkeys, mules, hinnies, zebras, and hybrids of these animals. It also changes continued care to minimal care. Josh Nasby from Legislative Council wrote an opinion regarding this bill and said that, and I quote, "The only change to Oregon law made by Senate Bill 398 is to include equines in the class of animals for which a person may be convicted of animal abandonment under ORS 167.340. He also stated that nothing in Senate Bill 398 alters the definition for a domestic animal or for livestock, and that, quote, while Senate Bill 398 amends the crime of animal abandonment, it includes abandonment of equines. The bill does not modify current law with regard to the distinction made between domestic animals and livestock under ORS 167.310 to 167.351, end of quote. This bill does not change the status of an equine from livestock to a domestic animal. The bill has no revenue impact and a very minimal physical impact. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? Not Senator Whitsitt, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 398. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer ayes. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, President Courtney. Excused. Boquist. Voting no. Gerard. Cruz. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 398, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2052, relating to established specified facilities. House Bill 2085, relating to notaries public. House Bill 2086, relating to administration and dissolution of nonprofit corporations and declaring emergency. House Bill 2087, relating to nonprofit corporations and maintaining historic cemeteries. House Bill 2201, relating to unemployment insurance administration. House Bill 2509, relating to health education and declaring emergency.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate. In accordance with SR 8.40 sub 3, committee referral list number 69 and 70 were distributed to the members March 11th. The referrals will be recorded in the journal and the status report. So ordered. Announcements. Any announcements? Chair recognizes Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans will caucus from 11 o'clock till 12 o'clock, and then they can have their lunch hour free.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any other announcements? There will be no session again tomorrow. A reminder, no session on Friday. If there are no further announcements and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 Monday, March 16th.